Next morning, Mr. Sharp came back. Mr. Sharp was the first master and superior to Mr. Mill. Mr. Mill took his meals with the boys, but Mr. Sharp dined and supped at Mr. Creakle's table. He was a limp, delicate-looking gentleman, I thought, with a good deal of nose, and a way of carrying his head on one side, as if it were a little too heavy for him.His hair was very smooth and wavy, but I was informed by the very first boy who came back that it was a wig, a second-hand one, he said, and that Mr. Sharp went out every Saturday afternoon to get it curled. It was no other than Tommy Traddles who gave me this piece of intelligence. He was the first boy who returned. He introduced himself by informing me thatI should find his name on the right-hand corner of the gate, over the top boat. Upon that, I said, Traddles? To which he replied, that's him. And then he asked me for a full account of myself and family.